definition of judicial misconduct in the Judicial Council Act 2019, Irish Judicial Studies Journal, Cofidhme Dlíodóirí Úsáid an Féidearnamh a Cabhrúlainn.
I'm sorry, I think you might have the wrong number.
Maybe I'm trying to get through to Ms. Eunice Collins, and this is the number shown for her on her profile on your website.
Sorry, can I ask who's calling?
Nicholasine Colleen de Gluster, but I do not currently have a relationship with her, but I've read a publication by her in Irish Judicial Studies Journal, which very much interests me, and I'm wondering if she has capacity.
Can I ask just for a few more details?
Right. Well, unfortunately, I can go on for a very, very long time with many details, which eventually I would have to if I instruct you. But as a very brief summary, the European Committee for the Prevention of Torture criticizes violation of international law against me. And so having interacted with it, I have consulted, read from statutes against torture, and they state that there is absolutely no discretion to refuse to assist to prosecute against torture. I know that it is very difficult to find a private criminal prosecution lawyer in this jurisdiction. So
that's actually just what I was about to say. I'm afraid I actually don't do any of that kind of work. I just do corporate work for corporate clients. So I would suggest maybe asking the Free Legal Aid Centre if they could recommend someone, or just Google searches. I'm sorry, I really don't know anyone who does that kind of work.
Unfortunately, as I just said, it's very hard to find such persons so in for this jurisdiction. So as a common informer and litigant in person, I went to a district court with a summons to be signed, and unfortunately a district judge refuses to sign it. I wrote this form in Irish. I spoke to her only in Irish, and she spoke only in English, and it is completely clear that she does not understand Irish and that she does not understand what I submitted to her. But even so, she dared to lie that she believes that there is no legal basis to sign a summons. So this would seem to me to be within the ambit of the Judicial Council Act 2019, and
well, if you have a complaint about a judge, you can absolutely look into the Judicial Council and make a complaint that way. But I'm afraid I can't take on any litigation work. It's really not my area. So I suggest that you keep looking for a solicitor who does specialise in that area, or ask the Free Legal Aid Centre if they could maybe refer you to someone.
So I think it's going to be very difficult to find an appropriate lawyer, because, for example, I was speaking to a referral agency for a referral to a Free Legal Advice Centre, and it said to me that it deals with things like divorces and so on, and that the kind of gravity of the worst of the crimes of which I'm a witness about would be way beyond what it can handle.
I'm sorry, I really don't do this area. I just do corporate work. I don't do any court work.
Too badly. Could I clarify? Am I actually speaking to Eunice Collins now? Or am I? Because when you answered the phone, it sounded more like you said Mary or something like that.
Oh, sorry. I'm actually expecting a call from a Mary in about a minute.
I'm very sorry.
Have to drop off.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
I don't do this kind of work, but I hope you find someone who does.
Okay, guys, but can I just confirm I am speaking to Eunice Collins, am I?
Yes.
Right. Well, thanks, Ella. I'm going to have to look elsewhere. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
Take care.